Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today I wanted to discuss some life hacks for working from home or remote work for people that are doing high-ticket dropshipping or e-commerce, any kind of online work. And if you're for the first time listening to the podcast, definitely get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. Let's get into it. So the first life hack that I wanted to present to you today was just drink a lot of water. Water is really, really good for you. Very hydrating. I recently bought one of these Camelback backpacks that come with a water hose like this, and all you have to do is just open it up and take a sip, and that's it. And you can drink a lot of water all day long and feel really good and really hydrated. So water is going to make you feel more alert, give you more energy, make you feel better, put you in a better mood. And each of these fillings of hydration pack water actually comes with about 2 liters full of water. So 2 liters is enough to make you feel amazing. And if you drink one in the morning and one in the evening, then you'll absolutely feel incredible. You'll get great sleep. You'll wake up early, tons of energy, good mood. You almost have a euphoric feeling throughout the day because you feel so good and hydrated. You don't really need to drink alcohol or take drugs or, you know, eat junk food. Water can do it all for you. Now, the second tip that I have is actually to avoid sugar as much as possible. It's not completely avoidable, but to avoid sugar, sugary drinks and junk food and other things that have sugar in them, especially refined sugar, like sugar packets you put in coffee, that kind of thing. Because what that does is it spikes your glucose and you will have a crash later and you'll be tired. And especially don't eat any kind of a sugary sweet right after a meal. It's pretty normal to eat like a dessert after you eat a meal, which is fine if it's like nighttime. You want to go to bed. It's okay to treat yourself sometimes, just don't do it all the time, and especially don't do it in the middle of the day. So eat like a balanced meal that has good nutritional value to it. Eat lots of vegetables and just avoid sugary foods as much as possible, because sugar is one of those things. It's kind of like a drug. It's actually known to be more addictive than things like cocaine or heroin. And if you are drinking sugary drinks all the time and eating your sugary food, and you stop all of a sudden, you stop cold turkey, you'll have some of the same withdrawal symptoms that people have when they try to quit cocaine or heroin or any kind of like Xanax or any kind of benzodiazepine. Antidepressant drug, you can't just quit right away. You have to taper off of it, which means consuming a little bit less and a little bit less every day. So just be aware of that. And for me, it's one of the best things I ever chose to do, which is to quit, you know, consuming sugary things as much as possible. Again, you can't always avoid it. And there's certain foods out there that just are full of sugar. And it is what it is. And there's even some healthy things that are full of sugar too, like fruit. But if you just moderate and you balance, then you'll be fine. Okay. Another great work hack throughout the day is to listen to music or listen to, you know, some kind of an audiobook or podcast. Now, there's 2 different times that I like to do that. So if I'm working and or like reading something online, then I'll probably listen to music because music kind of helps to relax my brain and to help me focus on the work. I like to listen to specifically lo-fi music, and there's a channel on YouTube that I like called Lo-Fi Girl, and it's really good because it's just calming music and it really helps you to just focus and, you know, it avoids distractions. But when you're out and about, especially if you're commuting or if you're walking around, you're going out for an exercise, that kind of music actually isn't that great for you. And it's better to listen to some kind of an audiobook or a podcast or a radio show or something like that. And it's constantly getting your mind to kind of think as you're doing the exercise. And you'll be amazed, but when you exercise, you actually come up with some really good business ideas if you're kind of meditating a lot about stuff. And when you get those ideas, definitely write them down and take notes and save them for later. Okay. And that kind of gets to my next point, which is just to get really good exercise. And when you exercise every single day, even if it's just a little bit, you get the blood flowing and you feel really good, and it improves your overall mental health and physical health and well-being. And it will make you better with work. It'll make you a more patient person. It'll make you just generally happy and much healthier, and you'll have a better physique as well. So exercise is really important, especially as you get older. So the older you get, the harder it is to exercise if you don't do it all the time. So I just recommend doing it at least once a day. Start with a goal of just getting 1 minute of exercise. And once you hit that milestone, try to get to 5 minutes. And when you hit that, try to get to 10. When you hit that, try to get to 30. And if you're feeling really good, just get to 60. I don't recommend doing more than maybe 2 or 3 hours of exercise in a single day because your body will get worn out and burnt out. And you have to get enough rest to be able to recover after that. And that kind of gets into my next point, which is get enough sleep. Okay, so as an entrepreneur, you really need to get enough sleep, especially if you're staring at your computer all day long and you're dealing with stuff and there's stress going on and, you know, maybe you're exercising a lot too. You really need to get enough rest. Don't be a night owl. Put your phone away at night, even put it in a different room on the charger and or just put it on silent mode or airplane mode and so that you don't get bothered by it overnight if there is something that comes in. All these notifications and things like that can really, kind of stress you out. Subconsciously. And so if you can just like let it all go for 8 hours, at least every single night, then you're good to go the next day. Now, if you travel abroad and you live abroad, especially in places like Southeast Asia, like Thailand or Bali, or even Europe, you're going to have to work on different time zones if your business is located in a different country, like in the US, for instance. Like for me, I live in Bali right now, and my business is in the US. So being in Bali, that means that the time zone is completely the opposite of Eastern time. So right now it's almost 2 p.m. Bali time. It means it's 2 a.m. Eastern time. So I'm not going to have any like customers calling or anybody emailing right now. But when it's 2 a.m. in Bali, which is like the middle of the night, customers are calling, you know, everything's happening because it's 2 p.m. on the East Coast, 11 a.m. on the West Coast. And so it's really important that you understand if you're going to be traveling abroad that you know, and you go to other parts of the world, you're doing the work yourself, you're going to have to stay up all night usually to do that work. And then the next day you're going to be sleeping a lot, but you still got to get that sleep in. Full 8 hours of sleep is definitely highly recommended. If you exercise a lot, you might need more like 9 or 10 hours of sleep. And if you get ill, then it's really important that you have some kind of backup. And that's why I recommend hiring a virtual assistant, because a virtual assistant will be there to back up for when you're not there, especially if you're doing most of the stuff in your business. Now, if you get to the point where you're making a lot of profits, you think you can afford to hire a VA full-time. VAs start usually around $500 a month full-time. And then when you obviously have them doing more tasks and they're more experienced, you can get up to like $700 a month, $800 a month, that kind of thing. I've even paid VAs upwards of $1,000 a month just because they are so good at what they do and they do so much work and they practically replace me as, you know, the owner of the business in a sense, because they're making managerial decisions that I don't have to be there to do, and they're doing it in the same way that I would, then, you know, those are the kind of people that you need to have on your team. And I call them A players. And you should definitely try to find A players when you're finding virtual assistants. Usually it takes a while, but it's worth it. So definitely take care of yourself, guys and girls, and make sure that you are ready to, you know, hire and manage somebody to run and scale your business alongside you. And I never really want to say for you, because it's not a good idea just to rely on somebody fully for everything, but to kind of be the leader of your team and to do things and to have them working alongside with you is always the best way to go. I hope this video helped, and definitely subscribe for more and tune into the podcast as well, E-commerce Paradise, high ticket drop shipping podcast, and go check out our website, ecommerceparadise.com, for all the offers that we have available for you. If you want to learn more about high ticket drop shipping, we have the high ticket drop shipping masterclass, and I have lots of services I provide, as well as the turnkey done for you service for high ticket drop shipping stores, where we build you an entire business and launch it and hand it over to you. So if you're interested in that, go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Otherwise, you can always reach out to me at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. Take care and have a great day.